Joining me now is Andrea Brusa, the writer and director of Magic Alps. Welcome, Andrea.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. This is the North American premiere of your short film at Aspen Shorts Fest.
Yes, we had the world premiere in February at the Clermont-Ferrand International Film Festival in France, and this is actually our first screening year in North America, so we're really proud and honored to be in such an important and incredible film festival.
Do you have further plans to take this around North America, around the U.S.?
Yes, we have. We are, you know, we just basically started our festival circuit last February, so 2 months ago, and we have already festival. We have been accepted at other festival. We can't announce it yet, but yeah, it's going to be around in the United States, in Asia too, and back in Europe as well.
Oh, that's interesting. So you're taking it worldwide.
Yes, I guess the story speaks to an international audience, which was the goal of the short since the beginning. So we're really happy about that.
How would you describe your film? What is it about?
So it's the true story of the first refugee who arrived in Italy with an animal, and it was a goat, the animal. And we were looking to find a different point of view and story angle to tell a story of the refugee crisis in Europe, specifically in Italy. A point of view possibly that could have been inaccessible for the audience. And when we read the true story of the refugee who arrived with the goat and what happened to him, we thought that was the best point of view to show the audience, you know, many of the contradiction of the European welcome system for refugees. And so that was pretty much how we got the idea of the movie.
Oh, so how about that? So it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
Huh. It's a rather whimsical take, at least to some degree. I mean, certainly the ending belies that, but we won't go there because we don't want to spoil it for our
listeners.
Exactly,
thank you.
But it's a little bit whimsical, and it's interesting to me that I would say it's a very character-driven movie. Is that your take?
Yes, absolutely. It's basically the story of the encounter between two men. So the Afghani shepherd, the refugee who arrived in the country with the goat, and the immigration officer, Italian immigration officer, who had to deal with the case and to deal with, you know, what we'll do to the goat, because they were unsure what to do to the animal. Uh-huh. So the encounter between these two characters is the core of the story, and it's where the story, where there's all the meaning of the story.
Well, of course, the immigrant doesn't realize how lucky he has it as far as getting that particular official. I would call him a remarkably sympathetic immigration official.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. There's not really much he can do because, you know, the blind bureaucracy just wants him to apply the rules, and that's it. But there's definitely a connection between the two characters. That's what, you know, it's very interesting, I guess, on the story.
And it's interesting to me that you didn't draw an immediate moral to the story. You presented a slice of life immigration tale with no leaning in either direction. There's nothing political about what happens to the man or the goat. It's just a human story, isn't it?
Exactly. I incredibly appreciate that you said that, because we didn't want to make a political movie. We didn't want to make a movie, to support the thesis. We just want to tell a story that we thought deserved to be told, and a story that could probably offer the audience a different perspective on such a very over-talked topic, refugee crisis, in Italy and in Europe and Italy specifically. So, exactly. It's just the story of the encounter between two people. Uh-huh. There's no really political, or we just want to tell a story.
It's a, what is it, about 14 minutes long, something like that?
Yeah, it's 14 minutes, yeah.
And how much of your life did a 14-minute film occupy? and for how long?
That's a very good question. So basically, 6 months developing the script, then 2 months of pre-production, 4 months of post-production, let's say 10 months from the moment we read the article about the refugee and the goat, till the end of the production of the movie, once we had the final cut of the movie, about 10 months.
And now comes the fun part of marketing it.
Yeah, then, you know, especially for shorts, it's very exciting because then it starts all the festival game, which is a completely different game, of course. And then you can see to whom the story that you have crafted for like such a long time can speak to or not. Because like it's a very specific story, but with a very universal, you know, world theme and emotions. So it's really interesting and gratifying for all of us, for all the incredible people who work on this story. And Amnesty International was a great partner on this to see the great response that we're having pretty much all over the world, because we're being accepted in festivals all over the world. So it's really, really an honor.
So you have 4 credits as a writer and 2 credits as a director, excuse me. And I'm sort of thinking that this is part of your curve of your career as a filmmaker. What on that checklist of skills to acquire or things to do, what does this film tick off on that list? What did you accomplish that you wanted to accomplish with this movie?
So Marco Scotuzzi is my partner. We direct fiction projects together. I work as a screenwriter as well. I'm a freelance screenwriter. I graduated in screenwriting at UCLA, and then I started to work as screenwriter for other directors, both in Italy and the U.S., and then direct our fictional project with Marco, who is the photographer and commercial director in Italy. So we are complementary when we work together, because I come from the writing point of view. He comes from, you know, the imaging and photography and commercial point of view. This was definitely one of the toughest production we have worked on. Because you know, especially having an animal on set for all basically on almost all scenes, and an animal like a goat, which is not a very easy animal to deal with.
I'll bet.
exactly, considering that he's such a real character in the story, so he has scene beats and actions, specific and tangible action in the story. This was really a tough production for us, and I think it was a great test for us, because we work very well together during all the development stage and on set and on post-production. So we are really both really happy of how the movie came out and the final result of it. It was really a great challenge that we overcome, definitely.
There's one very tender moment between the shepherd and his goat where I discovered that goats purr like a cat.
We didn't know as well. Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, as to the wrangler on set, she was the only one not really surprised, because she was like, yes, of course they do. And yes, they do exactly the same like cat, and that's really one of the sweetest moments of the film. I agree.
Well, it's really refreshing to see a hot button topic like immigration treated so tenderly and so humanely. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And Andrea Brusa, take care. All the best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking with you.